gentlemen, welcome back to another exciting episode of Bring Something to the Table podcast. I am your host, John, and joining me always is the very lovely...
Hello, people. This is Ashley.
Yeah, we back.
we back.
We did it.
We got through the first one.
Oh, my God. Look, I just want to say thank you to everybody that listened.
Yes.
The comments, the feedback we're getting from everybody. It's been great. I know Ashley's got a lot of comments from friends and family. See, stutter over my words.
Family aside.
But it's great, though, as we're getting a lot of good feedback, and we can't wait to bring some of y'all to the table.
Yes, I've already warned them.
It is coming soon. Yes, it is just me and you now, but we're just easing you into things, you know?
It's raining you.
And then eventually, you know, we will bring people to the table.
Yes.
But speaking of bringing to the table, Ashley, what are we bringing to the table tonight?
All right, John. Well, I have a couple things that I thought we might like to discuss. I do want to, however, stop and rewind a little bit, go back to our last episode. So if you haven't listened to our first one, social media equals the force.
You like that?
I did.
Social media equals the force.
Yes. Yeah. So true. Yes, I recommend you going back and listening to that so you kind of know what I'm about to talk about. And if you haven't listened to that one, go to our disclaimer first.
Well, just go back and listen to everything. Yes. It's only three episodes, you know? Just knock them out really quick.
Yeah. So you know what you're getting yourself into.
Exactly. Because Ashley's going to say some wild stuff.
Maybe. Not really.
As wild as we can get on this PG-13 episode.
Right. I think you're the wild one, John. Not me.
You're Miss Hip Hop Music.
You're right.
Reggae. I'm over here listening to my show tunes and my classical, and you're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, it puts me in the mood.
I mean, it's
good. You hear the intro song. You hear the intro song. That piano's for me, not you. So...
I appreciate all of it.
All right. Well, what you got over there?
All right. Well, I want to go back to the challenge that you issued at the end of the last one.
Oh, okay. What was that challenge? Remind me.
You don't remember.
Well, you're reminding me so you can remind the listeners.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. So I'll remind you so we can remind the listeners. you had challenged everyone to reach out to some people that you hadn't talked to in a while.
Yes.
This went along with the social media topic that we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I actually had quite a few people that reached out to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I reached out to quite a few. I reached out to one of our old coworkers that we used to work with. And hadn't heard from him in a long time, seeing what he was up to. Haven't heard anything back yet, but I mean, I'm waiting for it.
Hey, look, at least you reached out. I can't wait to figure out who you reached out to and they ghosted you.
Right?
We'll talk about it off the air, though.
He was one of the managers, but anyway.
Oh, even better.
Right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
What I wanted to bring up was... we had talked about, you know, we were talking about the good and the bad of social media.
Oh, yeah.
I actually heard from an old coworker of mine, not from where we were working together with back in the day, but one of my other jobs after that. And one of my coworkers from there actually reached out, said she'd listened to the podcast, liked it. And after talking with her, I found out that her daughter... I can't remember how old she is. I think she might be 12, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
It's been a few years since we worked together, so I can't remember how old she is. But anyway, her daughter's battling COVID right now, and it's very serious. And so I've been really talking with her, looking at her page, you know, for updates, because she's really good about updating everybody.
Okay.
And it's just it shows the beautiful side of social media. All these people coming together to support her and her family, you know, making sure they're taken care of, making sure she's taken care of, just sending, you know, good vibes, prayers, thoughts towards them. And it's just, it's the beautiful side of social media.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten really how beautiful social media could be, connecting everybody and just having that immense support system. So I was very excited about that.
So you're kind of your mind's kind of warping a little bit. because, you know, we kept saying we don't know if social media is good.
Right.
Social media is bad. You know, you can use it for pretty much anything.
Yeah.
And we did get a lot of comments and feedback about social media. And some of the things that people were saying that I don't think either one of us brought up was it really makes people distance, because even if we're sitting in the same room, everybody's looking at their phone.
That's true, though.
So it's like you go out to dinner, everybody's on their phone, nobody's really engaging.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, we get it. That's the bad part. It's like, why would you be on your phone the whole time mm-hmm. when you, you know, you have people out in front of you?
True.
But I'm glad you saw the light of social media.
I saw the good side, the Jedi Knight side.
Exactly.
But yes, but her latest update, her daughter's doing a lot better now.
That's so good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear.
Yes. Yeah, so everybody keeps sending good, positive thoughts, energy, prayers.
We
appreciate
it.
Yes. But yeah, I just thought it was very, I don't know, like I said, it just reminded me of the good side of social media and how it can bring so many people together. So.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't gonna always be bad.
Yeah.
We know this. You know, I might, honestly, because that's how you find us.
That's true, yeah.
You know, you find us on social media. And so it's like, do we really want to do an episode kind of not bashing social media, but just getting people to think about it a little bit more? Because obviously, election season's coming up. Mm-hmm. We know people are going to be posting stuff. We know people are going to be not necessarily checking their facts, but kind of just reading headlines and going with it.
Yeah.
Do you have any experience with, like, fact-checking? Like, are you one of those people that fact-check? Or are you just kind of like, oh, I read that, so it must be true.
Right. Listen, I will fact check, and I will fact check pretty hardcore.
Okay.
Like, if I see an article, I know that there was this, giving an example, it has to do with COVID and, you know, the research on it. And, you know, there's articles for certain online, what are they called? Not really like article, like online articles.
Like a BuzzFeed article?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something along those lines. Okay. Someone will, you know, share that article and I'll go in and read it. And it seems very biased in some ways.
Okay.
And these people were, you know, kind of, they were seeing it as like the fact.
Yeah.
And a lot of these articles, whoever is writing it will put the actual article that they're overviewing.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely recommend reading the article than reading the article that they're talking about.
Go to the actual source.
Yes, go to the actual source. And, you know, seeing what that has to say and just coming up with your own opinion on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of have to.
Exactly. Or finding another article of someone that's, you know, had read it and was reviewing it and just getting both sides. Well, you know, it's not just two sides all the time, though.
I mean, I wake up every morning and get my news from my phone. There's a little news feed. Look, yep. I don't know if it's true or what, but whatever my phone tells me when I wake up or flashes across my Alexa screen when I'm getting ready for work, I'm just like, oh, that person died. Tragic. But I'm not like looking into it. Like, I'm really not, like, I'm just believing on first contact. Like, man, that's crazy. But like, sometimes you'll see stuff and you're like, oh, that person's not dead. They just happen to post a very sad looking picture of this person. Because look, when I scroll down my Facebook feed, I don't know, stay with
what
me.
Are you?
When I scroll down my Facebook feed and I see, like, a picture of a celebrity with, like, a random headline on the bottom, I just assume they're dead.
Why?
Because I don't know. Like, I get so nervous and then I read it and I'm like, oh, okay, they just got a new movie coming out. But I always see, like, when you see, like, this picture.
So you're just automatically assuming they're dead?
Dude, I guess so. I used to work for Fox and CBS. I can talk about it now. My little closed agreement thing is up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I had to sign a big, thick contract that said I can't talk about stuff.
Okay.
But I feel like they just had me brainwashed just to think the worst.
Oh,
you
gotcha.
Know? So I used to just assume the worst all the time without thinking about the positive.
Yeah.
Because our ratings only did well when we did negative stories. Missing children, house fires, murder, our ratings are up. People are watching.
Yeah.
We're doing stuff about firefighter saves a life. This dude saved a girl from this car crash. You know, somebody found $1 million walking down the road. People don't care.
Really? I would read that.
Exactly.
Like, where'd you find that $1 million?
So yeah, so when I just see a random celebrity photo scrolling through social media, I'm just like, oh shit, so and so died without even reading the headline.
Wow.
And it gets me nervous.
That's
and
not
I'm
morbid,
like,
but
that's why I had to get out the news business.
Yeah.
I literally, because I was getting depressed. I felt myself getting super depressed by working at the news station. And they weren't offering no type of therapy package or anything like that where we could talk to anybody. Because half the people there were just as numb to everything anyway.
Yeah.
You know, directors would walk in the room. Hey, so-and-so just died, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then I walk back out of the room and then tell a joke about it. They will be making fun of that person that just died. So I was just like, yo,
wow.
I can't be here. Like, I don't want to be that numb to an actual person losing their life.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so yeah, I look at news as a weird, like, I don't pay attention to that part of social media. Like, people like, oh, didn't you hear about this? Don't you know what's going on in the world? I stopped watching news when I left the news station. Because I know how they exaggerate things. I know how they use certain colors and fonts to make things stick out. I know how they create panic, and I'm probably getting in trouble for saying this. Somebody gonna come knocking on my door. But I understand how they create panic, you know, when they use the red bold letters and the white letters with the red background, and it looks like it's swooshing a little bit. You know, it's like an emergency. Like, so this causes slight panic, you know. That breaking news is that color and style for a reason. I'm going off topic. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I find apologize. That really fascinating because obviously I've never worked in a news station.
Yay.
But, you know, from the receiving end of watching it on TV, you know, it those little things that you were talking about do create like a panic.
It really does.
You know, I start getting those heart palpitations again.
Exactly. But I mean, it wasn't all bad.
Yeah.
There was some good stuff with the news. But I'm just saying it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And I got out of there as quick as possible.
Well, good for you.
So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, I mean.
All right, actually, look, let's get back on topic.
All right, you're right.
We kind of went off a little
bit.
You know me. I tend to scroll off left field a little bit. But let's get back to this fact checking and, you know, social media list this things.
I got you. I hear you.
I know, I'm making a word.
I see where you're going.
Yeah.
We're here.
So, exactly.
I was going off of what you were talking about in our last episode about the influencers.
Okay.
And it was where we kind of had a miscommunication. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember the miscommunication.
Yeah, because I'll let you know about that real quick.
Yeah, no. She does a good job of checking me, ladies
right?
and gentlemen.
No, but you had brought up a good point about the influencers and about them having so many, you know, followers and how people seem to consider that like an authority when they've got millions of followers.
Oh yeah.
And you had asked a question and I don't think we ever really addressed it.
Okay.
And I really honestly can't remember your question, but I think it was something like, you know, do we need to be having these influencers and are they going to cause problems or something like that? I don't know. I don't remember, but something like that.
Something along those lines. Yeah, I get it.
But I thought you were going towards an interesting topic about these influencers and how people will just take their word for something.
Oh yeah.
And I think you were kind of trying to, I think you had asked me if I thought it was a good or bad thing. And I got thinking about that and I really don't know. I think in some ways it can be good because they can bring light to issues that need to be addressed. But at the same time, I think people just follow them blindly. And like they sometimes have these like cult followings and people don't really stop and think about what they're actually saying or if they even have any, you know, expertise. I mean, not that you have to have expertise on some things.
Yeah, look, because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm going to spit out some knowledge on this episode and these shows like I know what I'm talking about. But please, fact check me.
Yes, fact check us.
Like, and let us know. Call us out in the comments. You know, write us on Instagram. Let us know, like, hey, you are wrong.
Right? Like, you need to check up on that. Educate yourself.
And that's fine. And, like, obviously, this is kind of a continuation from the first episode. But at the same time, we can have these one-off episodes where after we've done an episode, look, we're making this up on the fly. we can have these fact check episodes where we revisit certain topics. I don't know what we're going to call it yet,
right?
But you know, we're here, we're talking about it. Let's bring things to the table.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're okay with that. We're open. We're not heartless people. We're not going to get
upset. Exactly. You know, so. You know, our minds aren't, you know, completely made up like
yes.
You know, I'll be the first one to tell you, I don't know shit about a lot of things.
You're damn right.
Right. Hey.
I got a teacher a lot.
What's that supposed to mean?
You look like, you know, sometimes you look a little lost. I'm just pointing you in the right direction.
I mean, it's true, but
yeah. That's why we work so well, you know?
Right?
We help each other out.
Exactly. Because
you're going to call me out real quick, too. If I say something, you're like, no.
Yeah, it's like, Ashley, you look like a deer in the headlights. So you come back.
Exactly. So, but, I get it. Sorry, we're off topic again.
Yeah.
We're just going to have to change this whole show to call Off Topic, and then we're just going to run with it.
Exactly.
That'll work.
But,
As you were saying.
Thank you. No, but I'm you like how I did that? I
see? Now you're making fun of me stuttering, and now you're saying, I you know. Hey,
anyway.
Look, you only got about 2 listeners listening to this anyway, so.
What is that mean?
Just relax. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. That's all you got to think about it.
All right.
It's just your mom and my mom.
Right. Exactly. Hey, mom.
They sitting there. Yeah, hi, mom. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you.
They sitting there talking to each other on the phone. They're like, did you hear what our children said?
Exactly.
Our parents don't really know
like,
each other.
What are they doing?
It would be funny if they did.
Right.
They went shopping on the weekends. Right. We had no idea. We're just like, yeah.
It's a small world. It
could
happen.
I would be mind blown. Mind blown. Your mom's numbers in my mom's phone. I'd be like,
that would be hilarious.
Who is that?
Like, how you know Miss Young?
Exactly. Oh Lord.
Oh gosh.
Once again,
I don't even know what we were talking about.
It doesn't even matter at this point. If you're still listening at this point, once again, we would just like to thank you.
Yes, thank you. But coming back to what we were saying.
Bring it back to the table for us, please. Just bring it back to the table.
Yes, we're basically just saying fact check. You know, we're not experts. And like John was saying, you know, if we get something wrong, definitely call us out on it.
Yeah, we're completely okay.
So I wanted to go back about the fact checkers.
Yeah.
And the fact checking.
Fact checking.
And
yep.
To always, you know, always fact check the fact checkers.
Yes.
Because Facebook and Twitter,
yeah.
Twitter are well, those are the ones that I know that are really doing it hardcore right now. And it seems to be a very various topics that they're fact checking.
Okay.
And I've actually got some really funny examples of things that were fact checked.
Oh man. All right.
That I don't understand why they were fact checked.
You just never know.
But obviously these are going to be, you know, lighter examples of people being or things being fact checked on social media. There's obviously been other things that are fact checked and
president. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's true though.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That brings up a whole nother topic about, you know, why is it being fact checked? It's kind of to me, it kind of feels like it's saying that we can't think for ourselves.
Somebody got to check somebody.
What you mean?
What you mean we can't think for ourselves? The fact
well,
is,
why do we have to have
fact checkers?
Yeah.
Because we talked about this. Social media, you read the headline and that's it. You read a headline about something, you think that's what it is. Nobody's reading the details of that article. So if you don't have something, a computer, another company, fact-checking in the bottom of the corner that said, hey, what you're reading might not be true, then you're just going to always believe what you read. So I think, and that maybe not for you, maybe not for me, we're going to do our research. But there's some people out there that's only going to read 2 words of that article.
Okay.
This happened, and then that happened.
Okay.
This person killed that person. She hates him because of this. And yeah, low, that's not true at all. You know, it's like sometimes you need that middleman.
I see what you're
saying.
And we're
not going to always agree on everything. Obviously, we're having a little bit of a debate right now, whatever. But, you know, I think fact checking could be useful. But give me some examples, Ashley.
I just feel like, I don't know. I mean, do we have to be told that we should be fact checking? I guess that's my
thing. This day and age, with the way the world is right now, the way people are so crazy, somebody need to be telling these people something. Like, we shouldn't have to be fact checking. You should be like,
I'm
smart enough. I'm gonna go research and do this. Ain't nobody researching nothing though. It's like, okay, we're not getting into politics. Not now. It's too early in the season.
Too early.
But I have a friend, and their husband happened to be one way. I'm not gonna say Democrat or Republican. They happened to go favor a one party.
Mm-hmm.
But then the wife also favored that one party. But she didn't know why. She only favored it because that's what her husband favored. So then she would post things online. She would say things. And I'd be like, yo, you fact check that? And then she'll be like, oh, no, it's, you know, my husband believes in this, so I just post about it. Well, then you're not helping. You're not helping the situation. Why are you posting these things if you don't know anything about it? You're just going off what your husband says.
So we need to be told that we need to fact check?
Some people do. Not everybody. Sorry, I just go off on tangents.
It's okay. I see you're very passionate about this.
I'm so angry. I just want
it's okay.
The world to be a better place. I'm tired. I'm just tired.
Aren't we all?
Corona got me beat down. It's like there's so much going on right now.
It's so true, though.
You know, we losing all these. It's just a lot.
JY, I'm here for you. I'm here for you.
Don't think you're here for me. I don't feel like it, man. All right.
I'm here for you.
Give me your examples.
We're going to have to go back on that topic at some point.
Yeah, we'll get there. Because we'll talk for an hour about that.
Because obviously you're very passionate about this.
I'm just saying. I'm passionate about something.
Well, on a lighter note, let me show you these funny examples.
All right. Why don't you tell me about it, then show me.
Okay.
So you can explain to the people what I'm looking at.
Well, this is from Facebook. It was a funny meme that was on a dog rescue page. And I'll just let you look at where it's covered and says it was false information.
Okay. Okay. So when somebody fact checks somebody, it just puts a screen over it.
Yeah. And I think it's a little different now because this was, I think, when they were first starting it. So that was, you know, it telling you that it was false
this
information.
This might be false information. Yeah.
And then so you had to click on it to actually look at it. And this is what it is. It's just a funny meme.
I mean, yeah. It's basically just a box of puppies. That's all. It's like your order online has arrived. And it's like. Now this might not be true. Maybe I didn't order this.
Right.
Yeah. But also, look, it's not an antidepressant. I guess I gotta put that part in there.
Yeah.
Your box of antidepressants has arrived. You know, that's what it's saying. Okay. It's funny, though.
It's a box of puppies.
It is a box of puppies.
All right. Now, the other one, I think.
Because here's why they did that. Because there's no proven fact that puppies make you happy. Therefore, you can't use puppies as an antidepressant. So when somebody goes out there, when somebody goes out there, Ashley, and buys a bunch of puppies because they're depressed and they still kill themselves, now they're suing the puppy company. Because that's the type of world we live in.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I'm just saying.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I'm on both sides. All right, what else we got?
I mean, I just thought it was funny.
No, it is funny. It's funny that you're fact-checking that a box of puppies is not an antidepressant. But I don't know too many people that are not happy when they see a box of puppies.
All right, so this next one is, it could be considered a little, it's political, I guess.
Okay, it's very political.
But I was actually, I got a notification from Facebook, and it said that I had, I guess, what did I think I laughed at this meme.
Okay.
And it told me that it had been fact checked and I had reacted to it or something like that. So it actually notified me.
Oh, wow.
When it was fact checked. But anyway, so this is what it is.
All right. Set it up for the people. All right. I'm looking at it now. The funny thing is, you're not going to know why that's so funny. So is the regular cool, is the regular cold and flu season back? Are we still riding that election infection? And you laughed at that.
I did.
Because it got fact checked.
Yes.
And it got fact checked because of the COVID cases. There was a whole bunch of different reasons for it. Okay, well, yes.
I just thought it was interesting that Facebook is informing you now when you react to a meme on your friend's Facebook.
Oh, no. I think it is. It is very interesting. But I appreciate you sharing that. We'll put those both on social media.
Yes.
And then you guys can decide for yourself, should this be fact checked?
Yeah.
Because, look, here's the thing. People don't understand the difference between a joke and facts. I had somebody the other day posted something online that was clearly a joke. Another friend did not take it as a joke, and they were just really upset about it.
Okay.
And then she responded, oh, it was just a joke. And then he was like, then why are you posting it? I don't find this funny at all. So, I mean, yes, maybe you do have to take a step back and see, like, will anybody find this funny? Will everybody find this funny? But yeah, it is what
well,
it
I
is.
I think that'll bring up a whole nother topic because then you're going to have to, well, for certain things I can understand, you know, wait a minute before you actually post it, you know,
yeah.
How is this going to really offend someone? You know, is this going to hurt somebody's feelings?
And sometimes I think that way, but I stop thinking that way a lot of the time because here's the thing. The people that I allow on my social media, we all tend to be on the same playing field.
Yeah.
We may not have the same political views or the same opinions about a lot of things, but we tend to understand each other. Mm-hmm. So you can come to me and say, I don't agree with you with this. And I can come to you and say, I don't agree with you about that. But at the end of the day, we still going to have a glass of wine and we going to be kicking it, you know?
Yeah.
So we just got to get to that level with everybody else. There's a lot of people now.
Well, I know most of my friends, you know, are friends on social media with their friends.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, a lot of people will get these posts and, yeah, you know, and understand that they're just jokes. So so that's why I just find it funny that Facebook is fact checking these obviously joke memes.
Obviously, there's idiots out there and Facebook knows it. You might not want to say it, but somebody's Aunt Cheryl or Cousin Lou ain't getting it. So they're just like, before y'all start riding and pitchforks and knives and whatever else, let's just, hey, look, we fact checked it for you. There you go. Don't get so wild up. We don't need you burning down cities because if somebody made a joke. So, yeah.
I can see where you're coming from.
That's all I'm saying.
I can see where you're coming from, but at the same time, I can see why it would frustrate people.
Actually, people are dumb. I don't know how any way else to put it. I'm just going to say it clear out. People are dumb. There, I said it. Come at me. Bring it.
I didn't say anything.
Bring it in the comments. I'm sorry. I'm not calling you dumb. I'm just saying people in general.
Well, not all people.
Most of them. I like the people in this room. Oh, look. It's just me and you.
Right?
Oh, what a coinky dink. This is the only people I trust is in this circle right now.
Inner circle here.
Oh, Lord. All right, look, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Ashley, do you have any closing statements about your fact checking before we get out of here?
About my fact checking. Yeah, people, think for yourselves.
Don't be a slave to the man.
Right. Well, you know, it's just, you know, question what people are saying, you know, question us.
Yeah.
You know, just because we're talking on this podcast doesn't mean we really know what we're talking about.
Hell no. I fact check myself all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, for the most part, you know, all of our friends and family that are on our social medias, you know, they have our best interests at heart. Mm-hmm. If you follow some of these, you know, bigger influencers and, you know, they happen to throw out their opinions, you know, fact check them too. You know, fact check your family and friends.
Don't be easily swayed. Yeah,
exactly. Just, you
know,
I'm
saying my Uncle Rusty might not be the smartest dude in the world. I ain't gonna believe what he says about the government or how everything's a conspiracy theory. Stop posting stuff, Rusty. I see you. I don't believe any of it. Let's fact check it, dude.
But yes, just think for yourselves. Just fact check things.
All right. If you like what you heard today, if you had a good time with us hanging out, bringing stuff to the table, do us a favor and just like the podcast, you know, leave a comment, subscribe. Hey, if you can give us a rating of 6 stars, give us 6 stars.
Right.
You know, as high as the ratings go, just leaving us a comment and a rating really helps the algorithm for us. So more people can hear our show. And then share it, you know. If you don't like it, share it with your enemies. You know, find something and just put it out there.
There you go.
We're going to be bringing different things to the table. We're going to be bringing a lot more things to the table. Obviously, we're not going to talk about social media every time.
Right.
But, you know, we heard some of the feedback. We just wanted to address some things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to keep it going. Ashley,
watch out. We're going to be inviting some of y'all to the table.
They coming. They coming.
They coming.
Well, look, we glad you guys coming to the table.
Yes.
I can't wait. So thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Like, comment, subscribe, all those fun things. Say bye, Ashley.
Bye, people.
Bye, people. I love it. We out.